One of old said, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And I do count it a great privilege. I don't deserve the privilege, but I count it a privilege to turn to the Lord, to bring everything to the Lord in prayer. We read in the Bible, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 62 and verse 8, these words, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. And you note there the exhortation to trust in him, to exercise faith, to place your confidence in him. Are you doing this at this present time? Are you trusting the Lord? Have you faith? Are you believing in the Lord Jesus Christ? Trust in him at all times, not only when things are going well, but also in the storms of life. And then we're told to pour out your heart before him, to pour it out, to tell him everything. You think of a child who may be going through some difficulty and is upset. The child is sobbing. The parent comes, what's the matter? And the child continues to cry and then suddenly tells it all to the parent. Oh, let us as children go to the Lord. Let us pour out our hearts before him. Let us tell him everything, the little things as well as the great things, the things we're struggling with, the things we find difficult. There's much sorrow at this present time. There's much distress as we continue to witness what is happening in our country. Our hearts go out to so many who are suffering through the virus at this present time, and our prayers are for them. Oh, let us turn to the Lord in these days of distress. Let us pour out our hearts before him. Let us tell him everything. One of old wrote, roll the whole burden of life upon the Lord. Roll it all upon him. Commit thy way unto him, as the psalmist exhorts in Psalm 37. Tell him everything. Roll everything out before him. Cast your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, he is a heavenly father. Oh, how he cares for his children. He so loves them. He watches over them, as we see in Psalm 121, and he cares for them. Consider the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that wonderful shepherd, and he cares for the sheep. He gently leads those that are with young, as we read in Isaiah 40, verse 11. Oh, consider his tender dealings. Oh, turn to the Lord this evening hour. Pour out your heart. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ here upon earth, particularly when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew great sorrow within his heart. What did he do? He poured out his heart before the Lord. Let's follow our Lord's example. Let's pour out our heart before the Lord. We read these words in Hebrews 4 verse 15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. To the throne of grace we are to go. Oh, a lovely description, isn't it? The throne of grace, and we're told that we may obtain mercy. Mercy we need. We're needy. So many are in need at this present time. Oh, to go to the throne of grace, to wrestle with the Lord, and to find that mercy. And you will. We also read and find grace to help in time of need. The Lord will show grace. He will help in time of need. Remember the apostle, he had that thorn in the flesh. He besought the Lord thrice that it might be removed. What did the Lord say? My grace is sufficient for thee. Oh, just listen to those words. My grace is sufficient for thee. It is. Oh, let us seek then the Lord this evening hour. If you're not a Christian, oh, that you would be drawn unto the Saviour. that you would look to him, that you would believe in him. He says, come unto me, oh, that you would believe and repent of your sins. That you would cry out with that publican in the temple, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He will show mercy. We read in the word of God, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He will not turn you away, not on that initial occasion or on subsequent times. I found it a great blessing, despite my sin and unworthiness, that the Lord has not turned me away. I've humbly sought him again, and mercy I have found. Let's tonight then pour out our hearts before him.